And welcome back in to GameDaySportsRadio.com and your Monday morning blitz. Boji Wood coming to you live from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios right south of Atlanta, Georgia. Want to remind everyone that the Monday morning blitz sponsored by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. And this segment also brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto, Home, Life, Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. And by the National Sports Phone, 888-800-5000, your one stop for updated Las Vegas odds, all free on a recorded message. Free plays from the nation's top handicappers, trends, injuries, weather, and more, all free on a recorded message, 888-800-5000. And we'd like to go ahead and bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Mike usually joins us from either Los Angeles or our GameDaySportsRadio.com studios in Las Vegas. But, Mike, you're traveling somewhere today, and we're going to keep your safety. We're not going to reveal where you are. You're just out on the road somewhere.
Coach, no one cares. But it's hard for me to know where I am sometimes, especially after a weekend, win or lose. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, those are tough days for us.
No doubt about that. Speaking of tough days, a couple of conferences, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, they had a tough day on Saturday.
Well, Coach, week three of college football was the most impactful I've seen in memory. You and I always talk about the pressure of November when teams start to crumble and other teams rise. But this week three has shaped the landscape for the college football playoff. And again, we're only in mid-September.
Yeah, and a couple of – and again, not dismissing what happened with the Pac-12, but to me – the bigger shocker of those two was the Big Ten. And everyone points to the BYU upset of Wisconsin, where Wisconsin's field goal kicker missed a field goal right there at the end of the game. But the shocker for me came late Saturday night when the Zips of Akron, Terry Bowden and the gang, went into Evanston, and they upset the Wildcats of Northwestern 39-34.
Yeah, Coach, Northwestern was a 21.5-point favorite in that game. And, look, it was a very bad day for the Big Ten. And I don't get into conference affiliation or allegiance as a handicapper because I understand you have top teams and top tiers and different tiers of each conference. But, listen, the Big Ten took a big hit Saturday. They lost to two American Athletic Conference teams, a Big 12 team, and that Big 12 team is considered to be the worst Power 5 program in all the Power 5 conference. And Kansas won by 41. They did lose to Purdue, lost to Missouri, so that's an SEC. They lost to the MAC team that you just mentioned, Akron, and one homeless team that you referred to, Brigham Young. They don't have a conference. And don't forget, the Cougars were 4-9 a year ago, and the Badgers went in and beat them 40-6. So Brigham Young came back in and beat them in Madison.
Yeah, and just the third week into the season, Kansas has already eclipsed their win total from last year. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, they've doubled their production.
Exactly. Let's move into the Southeastern Conference with a game that not only had conference implications and will down the road, but national implications. Auburn hosting LSU, the Tigers, with a Division II graduate transfer kicker, wins it on the last play of the game, 22-21.
Yeah, Coach, I watch, have to watch a lot of games, so I watched most of this game. It was a throwback game up front. The point of attack, both offensive and defensive lines, I felt like LSU's offensive line did a fair job against that Auburn defensive front. And I also think that quarterback Joe Burrow was the difference. He didn't set the world on fire, but he made throws when he had to.
He doesn't have to set the world on fire with the talent that LSU has down there. You and I were back during the summer. We talked about how LSU just didn't have a lot of depth and experience at running back. That hasn't seemed to bother them, and one of the reasons is because finally LSU has a quarterback that can read beyond one progression, and he does a great job of throwing the ball off, checking down, and getting what he can. But the thing that I like about him better than the other quarterbacks that LSU have had, he runs as a last resort, not as a first resort. And I think that's why some of the zone read plays that LSU ran were so effective, because the Auburn defense were still having to give respect to the pass. And so he was able to run the zone read, truly reading just an offense or defensive lineman and a linebacker, rather than having to read a defensive lineman, a linebacker, and then worry about a safety and cornerback coming and crashing on him, which is exactly what Alabama has done to LSU the last few years, and they've just totally annihilated their running game. I think that Joe Burrow, and again, we're early in the season. Yes, they're 3-0, a lot of games to be played, but I think at the end of the year, LSU's success or failure is going to fall on Joe Burrow and his performance.
Well, I agree. And on Inside the Numbers back in August, you brought up the fact that LSU has the worst running back depth that they've had since the 70s. But it doesn't. They still have talent because they have the most players in the NFL. And some of that young talent, they're able to find holes because there's a threat of the passing game.
No doubt about that. Auburn, where do they go from here? Of course, last year they lost to LSU down in Death Valley. They still were able to come back, defeated number one Georgia, comes back the next week, defeats number one Alabama. Really goes into the SEC championship game with that rematch against Georgia, where if they win, they're in the playoffs. So Auburn can recover from this loss, but I don't think that they can afford another conference loss and have any hope of getting into the playoffs.
They'd need a lot of help if they do get a second loss, but we saw last year, a lot of things happened in November, and the pressure of November, especially teams outside the SEC, seem to fall to it more.
They do. Speaking of the pressure of November, one team that always seems to be there, at least under their present head coach, Alabama, didn't seem to have much trouble going over to Oxford, Mississippi. 62-7 over the Rebs or the Black Bears or the Land Sharks or whatever they're being called right now. This Monday morning, they're being called beat up bad because, listen, it was 62-7. You know, Mike, that game could have been 100-whatever had Nick Saban wanted to.
Oh, no doubt. And Ole Miss scored the first 7 points and got outscored. Alabama scored 62 unanswered. Right now, that offense is a machine. No matter which quarterback goes in, and both teams kind of threw in the towel and said, let's not get players hurt, really, at halftime. So it's going to be interesting to see. Alabama plays Texas A&M next week, and A&M played Clemson close, but Alabama's a 24.5-point favorite. At least that's the early line now.
I get a lot of calls and texts over the during the game and after the game and even some yesterday about, Alabama is this, Alabama is that. Listen, Alabama is that, okay? But at the same time now, let's do remember that this Ole Miss team, just 7 days before they played Alabama, gave up 629 yards and I believe either 41 or 49 points to a middle-of-the-road 1AA school, Southern Illinois. So, again, if you're an Alabama fan, you know, obviously you're excited about the offense and the numbers that they're producing. The first team in the history of the Southeastern Conference to score 50-plus points in their first three games. You've got to be excited about that. There's no reason not to be. But tougher competition, and Alabama may run the table. I'm not saying they won't. But tougher competition is down the pike.
Oh, absolutely. And let's remember, last year, Alabama looked pretty much unbeatable until they went into Starkville and almost and barely escaped there. And then they went into Auburn and did not escape there with a win. It's hard. It is so difficult to go through a tough college football schedule unscathed. And in fact, as great as Nick Saban is, he's only had one team do it ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of unscathed, there's a program in the panhandle of Florida. They are not coming out of September unscathed. As a matter of fact, being the Seminoles, I'll go ahead and say they're being scalped. Listen, this Florida State team, it is, I thought they played uninspired last year after Francois went down with the injury versus Alabama. And you kind of understood it, for lack of a better description. You kind of understood how, man, they're fighting. Their all-star quarterback is gone. Well, listen, he's back. Francois is back. Florida State under Willie Taggart right now, maybe it's the new system, what have you, but they look lost. They never look more lost than Saturday up in the Carrier Dome, where Syracuse owned them 30-7.
Yeah, that was a beatdown, and I could hear the guys in the studio, the tech guys, holding their breath when you mentioned the scalped part, but that was funny. But the Florida State, Coach, look, the players look lost. The coaches, some of the coaches looked lost. In fact, when I watched, I had to go back and watch this on replay, and I didn't say tape, so I'm trying to get a little more up-to-date on my verbiage. When I went back and watched it on replay, I saw apathy, and the players looked disinterested at times, and that's not a good sign for Florida State. And I know you got to give Taggart more than 1 year, but Florida State has – I can't recall seeing teams look like this.
I can't – now, again, last year I think we saw this. We saw the beginning of this last year with Jimbo Fisher's last year. It all started with the it all started with DeAndre Francois' injury versus Alabama. But, you know, they struggle just to make it to a bowl game. Of course, Jimbo Fisher bell for Texas A&M even before the bowl game. In my mind, he bailed about emotionally and he bailed about 2 or 3 weeks before the season was even over with, to be quite frank with you.
But, yeah, he checked out, and that's a good point, Coach. It's not like Taggart inherited this 10-win team. They went 7-6 last year, if I recall.
That's exactly right. And you've got Dino Babers, who is a great football coach, a great motivator at Eastern Illinois, turned that program around, Bowling Green, and now Syracuse. You know, he is one of those guys that wherever he lands, he produces. And you know, I hate to say this because I don't want to put the jinx on anyone, but Syracuse right now sitting at 3-0, and if you look at how their conference schedule lays out the rest of the way, I mean, you're looking at probably an 8 or 9 win Syracuse team.
Oh, it's definitely capable. Now, look, they have to play in the ACC, of course, but they've already gotten one powerhouse or former powerhouse out of the way. And what that does, more importantly, in my mind, than just putting a W in the W column, is it gives them confidence. Hey, we played physically with Florida State, and they did on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensive lines.
I look at, and again, just perusing their schedule very quickly, obviously the matchup at Clemson, that's going to be a tough game. And then I think you have to look all the way down to their last two games in November, where they host Notre Dame and then they travel to Boston College, because this Boston College team, it's going to be a pretty good team too. All right, Mike, any last thoughts on Florida State and Syracuse right now before we take a break?
No, I think Florida State's in for a long year, but I agree with you about Boston College. They look really solid.
Take a quick break right here on GameDaySportsRadio.com. We'll come back, look at some more college games on the Monday Morning Blitz, sponsored by Firehouse Subs.